ain't much to look at. You can lose a few. You got saggy titties, but tonight it'll do. Cause we learned a lesson a long time ago. Beggars can't be choosing when the bar starts to close. Sit on my face, cause I ain't too picky, and ride my mouth till your pussy gets sticky and all. Sit on my face, cause I ain't too picky, and ride my mouth till your pussy gets sticky and all. Place, loosen up your belt. We can order a pizza while you finger yourself. Don't bother me none that you smell like piss. I wanna lay my head back and give a twat a kiss. Sit on my face, cause I ain't too picky and ride my mouth till your puss gets sticky and all. On my face, cause I ain't too picky and ride my mouth. Let's get sticky and out.
That is good old Willer Walker Jr. Anyway, he's been around for several years anyway, but he is one of my favorite dirty country singers. But that song is particularly is called Sit on My Face. It's an awesome song, I know. My main reason for wanting to, we're up to but we're actually up to podcast episode 67, which is going pretty good. And the other day, me and my mom were out shopping at Walmart, which is what I prefer to call it. And I picked up the Saul series of all 8 Saul movies, and I got through the first 5, but now I gotta watch 6, 7, and 8. To complete the series, and just basically said that I saw them all just for fun. I had to replace my Harry Potter movies because the other ones that I had were so badly scratched that I had to basically. And I saw when I was at Walmart that I saw that they had another case, and I picked it all up. So that's that part there. Also because I found out now that you can get Sirius Satellite Radio on your phone, and so I downloaded the app on my phone, and I've been messing with it the last couple of days, and you can get, like, over 300 different channels on the app, and so I'm like, okay, I downloaded it, and for the first 3 months, you get it at a cheap price. It's like $1 for 3 months. So, like, they charge you $1 for the first 3 months. And then after that, then it goes up to, like, $12 or $11 of being charged for the month. And then, so I've been messing with that for a little bit. So, I haven't really got a chance to really listen to everything that's on there, but at least I know what's on there. And I've been going to the doctors a lot lately because of my back hurting, because I had hurt my back about 3 weeks ago. And so even with meds or something, they've been giving me meds, and even the meds aren't working. So I guess we'll just ride it out and see how it goes. And because your back can hurt really bad, And that's even worse when it happens. I've also been going back and forth on Twitter, too. Trying to, basically see what my, like, what tweets I'm up to. And stuff like that. Let's see what my tweets were up to on this. It looks like I'm up to 6,012 tweets. I happen to notice, though, with my tweets, though, sometimes people will follow you just to follow you because you might share music stuff on the on Twitter. Like, every time I listen to a song on Pandora, I have it linked to SoundHound, and I also have it linked to Spotify, and I also have it linked to Twitter, so every time I listen to a song, it automatically shares it on Twitter to show you what I'm listening to at that particular time. And it's with every song. It's like country, rock, rap, whatever I'm listening to, and if the song, if the app picks it up, then it shares it to, shares it to that particular app. And I did pick up two books from Meijer the other day when I was getting off of work. I picked up a Barack Obama book and a Michelle Obama book, and one of them is the book about Barack Obama's every speech that he gave during his 8 years as president. And then the other book is about his wife Michelle, called Becoming. I haven't read them yet, but I know I have them for when I want to. Because he had another book too called Promised Land, and I haven't read that yet either, and that's still sitting up on my stand right here. I think yesterday when I fell asleep, I was actually watching the TV show House, which has to do with that doctor that's a nutcase. He's supposed to be like this sarcastic idiot type person. So that's how it's supposed to be. I'm gonna turn that off right now. And so, but he's supposed to be like the sarcastic guy that basically, but he was good at what he did. I think I just worked my way through season 6 of House, and I still got the 7th and 8th season to complete, because they were only on for like 8 years anyway. Yep. Trying to figure out what else to talk about here, because sometimes you might run out of things to say, but not really the case. But let's see here. I did work my way up to episode 79 on Overnight Drive, so I think my next episode will be number 80, and I just continue going down the line until I reach all of them. I have gotten some exposure from what they call from Overnight Drive, like meaning my views sometimes fluctuate when I mention them, but I've even mentioned them on my YouTube channel too, where I worked my way through most of their podcast episodes. They got like over 300 episodes of podcasts, and I got up to 79. I wasn't introduced to them until they did episode 279, and people just adored and loved me, basically. And I worked my way up through that. And so I've gotten some exposure from them. So my pop, because when I had first interviewed with them, like last year, I was sitting at 200 and something subscribers, and now I'm up to 294. So it keeps fluctuating back and forth. But my goal is to hit 1,000 subscribers by the end of, the year, or by next year, hopefully, and I can start getting paid for my YouTube videos. But you gotta have like 1,000 subscribers is how they base it. So you gotta have like 1,000 subscribers, and you gotta have like 4,000 minutes of watch time, something like that. So it makes it harder, and you're trying to compete with everybody when it comes to YouTube, because if you got so many people talking about politics, it's hard to really compete with the people because you're trying to fight for view time and subscribers and everything. And most of the people that watch my videos, they're not even subscribed anyway. Yeah. I just checked my paycheck too for next week, and it's not going to be, and I know since tomorrow's 4th of July, my paycheck for, because I'm only working 3 days next week, it's going to fucking suck. And I don't think that they put the schedule up for the following week yet. Oh, yeah, they do, okay. Let's see if it's right. Okay, not yet. That particular schedule isn't set right. Yeah, one of the days that it says that I'm supposed to be working is 4 to 8 in the morning. I said cart people don't start at 4 in the morning. Usually most of the cart people don't start till like 6. Yeah, there was that condo that had collapsed, and I think it was at Surfside, Florida, I think that's what they called it, before, I think when I had watched it the other day, they had it at 6 steps, and then it went to 9, then it was up to 11, then it was up to 16, now it's up to 24. Eventually there was like over 159 people in that particular building, so I'm going to assume that all of them are dead. And people knew about it being unsafe, but people still built it anyway. I said that's because they're fucking stupid. Where am I at here? Oh, here. I'm still waiting on Fast and the Furious 7 to come. I mean, not 7, but 9. Sorry. They're working on the 9th one. Waiting for that to come out. Man. Oh, damn. Today is the 50-year anniversary of Jim Morrison from The Doors' death. Damn, I didn't think it was 50 years ago today. Fuck me. I didn't realize he was... I knew he was dead, but I didn't realize he'd been dead that long. Oh, this is pretty interesting. Let's see what we got here. Okay, here we go. This is actually was posted 4 hours ago. Experts from multiple European institutions have proven that fossilized teeth dating back 138 million years ago are from a previously unknown species of extinct sea crocodiles. The teeth were found in a quarry near the Czech town of the Czechoslovakian town of Stramberg in 1912. But since then, they've been kept at the Natural History Museum in Vienna, but without any detailed information about what species they came from or when it lived. A study now concludes that the creatures they sought to identify have never been encountered before in recorded history. But researchers spotted the specimens in June of 2020, and they were granted permission to borrow them for a close examination, including chemical analysis and examination under a high-powered microscope. By mid-August, the team representing the Institute of Paleobiology at the Polish Academy of Science and the School of Geosciences at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland finished their work. But with the help from the Viennese museum's experts, their findings were published on May 20th of 2021. The tooth came from the members of the extinct marine crocodile family. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to say the name right, so I'm going to spell it out. The name is spelled Metrorhynchidae, and it dates back to around 138 million years ago to the early Cretaceous period. Not sure if I said that name right either. But Alexander Lukanieder, who's a paleontologist at the Natural History Museum of Vienna, had worked with the other experts throughout Europe to investigate these fossils. The crocodiles belong to the Archosaur group, which includes dinosaurs, pietosaurs, birds, and sea crocodiles, which were the best adapted to marine water. The animals inhabited they inhabited the shallow marine ecosystems in North and South America, and the chain of the Mediterranean islands that would later become the European continent. Scientists estimate they would have been around about 23 feet long, if not bigger, where the modern day crocodiles have limbs, the extinct species would have had fins. They also would have had somewhat more elongated snouts. The species are believed to be the youngest representatives, geologically speaking, of these type of crocodiles. They disappeared during the Cretaceous period, and they were long before the extinction of the dinosaurs. The analysis of enamel on the tooth showed that the two crowns each belonged to two different animals. While the Plesiosuchus, they hunted the plesiosaurs, and the other marine reptiles. One was called Torvaniestes. Now, I'm not sure if I'm saying these words right. I have to type them in on my thing later on and see if I can get the actual pronunciation of those. Then they were the ancestors of the modern Nautilus. According to research by Mark Young, who's a contributor to a new study, the plesiosuchus had a robust skull and a strong bite, making it an apex predator. The Torvaniestes were over 15 feet in length, and the plesiosuchus measured about 22 feet long. The team that made that particular discovery came from multiple European universities and museums, including the Natural History Museum in Bielefeld, the Polish Academy of Sciences, the Institute for Geological Engineering, in the Czech Republic and the School of Geoscience at the University of Edinburgh. This study was published in the open access scientific journal Acta Paleontologica, Pomonica, published by the Institute of Paleobiology of the Polish Academy of Sciences. The findings show that the power of historic collection for modern discoveries, and the authors write, the scientists they concluded, and they can reveal new secrets from collections even after decades of modern methodology and insight from specialists. That's pretty cool. I'll probably keep that one open. I might do a YouTube channel on that one. From, like, my YouTube video. I actually like stuff like that. That's pretty interesting what you find out. Yeah, I'm not really doing much for 4th of July anyway. I'm just staying home because I'm not working. So, but I don't go back to work until Monday. Man, that's gonna be another thing I'm gonna have to do too. I said I haven't eaten all day since I woke up, so I might walk around my apartment trying to find something for lunch. Of course, and also I'm gonna be like, my mom's afraid to drive the highway because of all these shootouts that have been going on. Like this one here, it says 11 people in custody after an hour long standoff on I-95 in Massachusetts. That's why I'm afraid to even drive this fucking highway. I wouldn't even take a chance. Let's see what's in local news. Now we're looking at local news. Yep, this one here. I think this is the one I was, Yep, a 1-month-old baby girl was one of 7 people shot Thursday night in Englewood, and just over a dozen others were shot across the city as the 4th of July weekend begins. And that was one of them. Then you have the Coast Guard rescues 11 people on sinking boat in Calumet Harbor. And 4 injured and 2 were critically, Yeah, this one here, this is the Dan Ryan one. It's not a long article, but here. It says, a violent crash in the southbound Dan Ryan near 39th Street left 4 people hospitalized Saturday morning. According to the Chicago Fire Department, 2 men were left in critical condition and 2 others were hospitalized. And near there, just a short while later, someone rear-ended an Illinois State Trooper's squad car. According to the Illinois State Police, the squad car and an Illinois Department of Transportation vehicle were not moving with their lights activated on the scene of another crash when a vehicle going southbound struck both vehicles. All occupants outside of the vehicles at the time all the occupants were outside of their vehicles at the time, and no injuries were reported. ISP District Chicago reported that there were 14 crashes between the times of 10 p.m. Friday night to 6 a.m. Saturday morning, but none were listed as fatal. No. I'm looking for anything else here. There's a lot of shit basically to get to. Okay, that's really about all I can get to today. And then I'll be back next week when I, maybe in the next week or two I'll be back, to try to come up with some more stuff to talk about.